Sheffield Live. Made in Sheffield, made by you.
Do you want to get your message heard? With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082.
Thank goodness it's folk. Every Friday, Sheffield Live, 93.2 FM and worldwide at www.sheffieldlive.org.
Where the Dursleys are followed.
A pleasure between my love and I, and it's down in yon green valley I'll meet her by and by. And it was down in yon green valley she is my heart's delight. Molly, lovely Molly, I'll stay to the broad daylight. Going to church last Sunday, my true love, she passed me by, and I knew her mind was altered by the roving of her eye. I knew her mind was altered to a lad of high degree. Molly, lovely Molly, your looks have wounded me. Up came her love Willie with a bottle in his hand, saying, "Drink this, lovely Molly, for our love ne'er shall stand." Saying, "Drink this, lovely Molly, let the bottle glass go free. 10 guineas I'll wager that married we ne'er shall be. So never marry a fair young maid with a dark and a roving eye. Just you kiss her and you embrace her. Never tell her the reason why. Just you kiss her and you embrace her. Do you cause her heart to yield? A faint-hearted soldier will never gain the field. Farewell, Ballymoney, likewise to your sweet Banshaw. Farewell unto McCuskey Braes, will I ever see you more? America lies far away, this land I will go see. Bad luck attend the one who parted my love and me.
Sam Carter with Courting Is a Pleasure from his album. Sam Carter sings Nick Jones, one of my favourite shows of the summer. I've had the privilege of seeing Sam do it a few times this summer, and every show I've got something new out of, and yeah, it's just been incredible. And I think the most special show was probably in Sidmouth when Nick was in the audience as well. That was something very moving to see. Have you seen the show yet, James?
I've seen it twice, yes. And loved it. I just think there's literally no one else on earth who could do that show the justice that Sam does. It's a labour of love, but it's also a labour of extreme technical ability, and Sam's been showing that ability on the guitar since he was a teenager, but it's his voice too now, which has just matured and grown so much. And they are stunning renditions, one after another, of some of the best songs of Nick's back catalogue. And it's a lovely, lovely show. And it's out on tour. Don't miss it.
It is out on tour. The Sheffield gigs, the Sheffield concert is sold out, but it's all around the country. And one of the last dates will be at Derby Folk Festival on the 10th of October. Looking forward to that one.
Sam, in the first half, I played a track from this new release from Hamish Napier, who is a flautist and piano player and composer. And if you recognise his surname, he is indeed the brother of Finlay Napier, who's been on this program a lot as well. And Hamish Napier has just released his fourth record, which is called The Hill. And if you didn't hear the first half, you can go back and listen on Mixcloud. I won't repeat my introduction to the record other than to say that all of the tunes on it, the vast majority of which are written by Hamish, are tributes to the hills and various summits and mountains and peaks around his homeland area of Strathspey and Badenoch. And I'm going to play you an amazing track now called Foothills. This is a series of tunes, a waltz, a jig, a hop jig, a reel and a slide, all inspired by the small hills, hillocks and knolls around the Spey area. This is from his album, The Hill, which I would urge you to buy. It is just absolutely beautiful. Here is Foothills.
Thank you. Come all ye fair and tender ladies, take warning how to love your man. For they are bright stars on a summer's morning. First they'll appear and then they are gone. They'll tell to you some loving story. They'll make you think that they love you well. And then they will go and court some other, leave you alone in grief to dwell. I wish that I was a little sparrow, so that I may have wings to fly away. But I would only fly to that false true lover, and when he would ask, I would deny. So love it is tender, and love is charming, and love it is pretty whilst it's new. But love grows colder as girls they grow older, and soon it will fade just like the morning dew. So young girls, cast your minds from beauty, for beauty it does surely fade, and many's the bright and sunshine morning turns out to be a dark and most mutinous day.
Well, I've already mentioned one of the acts that will be appearing at Derby Festival this year, and on the Sunday evening at Derby Festival we'll have a set from local singer Lucy Ward, who's not doing so much on the folk scene at the moment. She's busy bringing up a family, but she is going to do a gig on the Sunday night at Derby Folk Festival. Really looking forward to it. That's Lucy Ward there with "Come All You Fair and Tender Ladies."
I promised you a second track, Sam, from Roger Watson and Rob Johnson's new collaboration, which is called Six of One and Half a Dozen of the Other. And we heard one of Rob's songs in the first half. Well, I'm going to play you one of Roger's tunes now. He wrote this tune, The Malt House, back in 1973, but then hadn't played it for about 30 years. And recently, as I was saying in the first half, he rediscovered his melodeons, got some new ones because he sold them all after he had the stroke, which made him think he was never going to play again. But his playing was reawakened and his interest in music was reawakened recently, and he set about creating a second part for this tune and a chord sequence with Rob, resulting in this lovely track, The Malt House. The album comes out in October, and it is called, as I said, Six of One and Half a Dozen of the Other, Rob Johnson and Roger Watson. And here is Roger's tune with some new parts added for the new record, and it is called The Malt House.
Thank you. Friday's Child.
Friday's Child, that's me.
A child ballad every Friday.
This week we're up to child ballad 226, which is called Lizzie Lindsay. And if you think that name's familiar, it is a very, very well-known song now. But the ballad itself is much, much older than the Robert Burns piece, which most people know as Lizzie Lindsay. The original ballad was collected, obviously, in Scotland, and many fragments remain and are published in Child's Book. But the song that has become ubiquitously associated with the name Lizzie Lindsay was put together by Robbie Burns. And he did this for the Scots Musical Museum and in the late 1700s. And that is the tune that most people know. The original ballad is about a Highland laird coming down to Edinburgh to woo Lizzie Lindsay and her family being a bit put off by his Highland origins. Lizzie Lindsay's maid encourages the Lord to persist in his attempt to woo Lizzie Lindsay, and eventually he succeeds and Lizzie and he elope to the Highlands. Well, there are a few more well-known Scottish songs than the version that Robbie Burns put together, and Sam and I both had this version from Eddie Reader on our list. Sam, it's just lovely to hear Eddie Reader. It was very sad to hear about the passing of her husband, and she cancelled quite a lot of gigs over the summer as a result.
She did. She cancelled the most of her festivals this year, but she is going back. I will say she is going back on tour in October to pay tribute to John. And yes, there is a Sheffield gig, but yes, she did. It was very, very sad, very sudden. She did cancel most of the festivals this summer, but she did do Warwick, and it was a privilege to be able to work with her.
Indeed, yeah. and great to see you there as well, Sam. Well, let's dedicate this then to Eddie and to her late husband, and we'll hear Child Ballad 226 in its, I guess, modern form, if you can call Robert Burns modern. And here she is with Lizzie Lindsay.
All the lights in the city are like diamonds. The street lamps, the signs, and the cars. Though it's bright in this city with her diamonds, when they're turning out all of our stars. Would you gang to the Highlands, Lizzie Lindsay? Would you gang to the Highlands with me? Would you gang to the Highlands, Lizzie Lindsay? My bride and my darling, it's so loud in this town, Lizzie Lindsay. The worry and the working and the noise. Now we can't hear the birds when they're singing, and the river is losing its voice. Would you gang to the Highlands, Lizzie Lindsay? Would you gang to the Highlands with me? Would you gang to the Highlands, Lizzie Lindsay? My pride and my darling. Would you gang to the Highlands?
Sam, many people will have been lucky enough to see a project over the summer called Rooted and Rising, which was put together by EFDSS, which, if you don't know, is the English Folk Dance and Song Society, who are based in Cecil Sharp House in London. And they commissioned the amazing Brazilian percussionist Adriano Adewale to come up with a group of musicians and a theme and put together a cross-cultural musical collaboration. And it was called Rooted and Rising because it's centered on the connection between nature and cultures around the world, particularly trees. And it was a stunning production. I was lucky enough to see it at a couple of festivals. You might have seen it at Folk by the Oak or Sidmouth. It was at Broadstairs and it was at Shrewsbury Folk Festival as well. And of course, it was at Cecil Sharp House in London too. Adriano was leading an incredible ensemble, which included Cohen Braithwaite-Kilcoyne, Kuljit Bamra, Jen Butterworth, Phoebe Harty, Camilo Menura and Nancy Kerr. And it was absolutely wonderful. So I thought I would go back today and play you some of Adriano's own percussion from one of his great records called Metamorphosis. He's an incredibly charismatic performer to watch on stage, and he plays all number of instruments, seemingly can get a tune out of whatever he's holding.
Absolutely. And we should just say that they are going to record this, aren't they, James? So we will be able to play tracks from it in the future.
That is the hope, and yeah. There'll definitely be some more performances of it as well. Yeah, a wonderful show. In the meantime, I'll play you Adriano Adewale himself from his album Metamorphosis. This is called Heartbeat of the Ancestors. Thank you.
For there were three men come out of the west, their fortunes for to try. And these three men made that solemn vow, John Barleycorn should die. For they sowed, they ploughed, they harrowed him, and put clods upon his head. These three men made that solemn vow, John Barleycorn should die. For they lie for a very long time, till the rain from heaven did fall. And little Sir John rose up his head, and soon he amazed them all. For they let him lie till long midsummer, till he grew a pale and wan. For little Sir John grew along.
Holly Clark there with John Barleycorn from her album, one of my favourite albums this year, Wild, Feral and Fierce. And Holly will also be one of the acts appearing at Derby Folk Festival. We'll have a chat with Bob Rushton from Derby in the next few weeks about everything going on there. Holly Clark there.
Sam, I don't know if you've ever had a chance to catch a band that Mark Radcliffe used to be the drummer and co-lyricist for. They're an Americana and folk band called Fine Lines. Well, they've just got their fourth album. It's coming out today, as we as the program goes out. That is 11th of September. Fine Lines. The album is called Coming Home, and it's mostly original. Mark Radcliffe is still credited as being one of the co-lyricists on the album, but the lead singers are mostly done. The lead vocals are mostly taken by David Boardman and the Tennessee-born Helen Wolford. And although I do like the original tracks on the album very much, I'm finding it very hard to go past the last track. It's a cover of I Shall Be Released by, of course, Bob Dylan, and I just think it's fantastic. So let's hear it right now. This is from the new album from Fine Lines, and it is Dylan's classic.
They say everything can be replaced, yet every distance is not near. So I remember every face of every man who brought me here. I see my light come shining from the west down to the east, any day now, any day now, I shall be black jar makes the garden grow, bloom and blossom flourish in this land a seed did sow that never knows a perish. Once I was a happy child at play, it's sometimes hard to remember. Then bright sunlight to the darkest depths gave way, that memory makes me shudder. I cannot help but call to mind the torments that befell me. But as a grown man now I find I am proud Welshman Jack Thee. Black John makes the garden grow, bloom and blossom flourish in this land a seed did sow that never now shall perish. My love is for the earth and all that grows. I work the land for hours. Rain or mist, or when the wild wind blows, I tend the plants and flowers. Sometimes when I have finished work, the master's gardens call me. I'd rather be with soil and bark, all in sweet nature's company. Black John makes the garden grow, bloom and blossom flourish in this land a seed did sow that never now shall perish. I am a man who likes a peaceful life and music on my fiddle. When shadows fall, I dream my own dear wife, sweet smile and tidy middle. Sometimes the maidens in this town for my dark face mislike. Margaret's fairest of them all, she'll wed proud Welshman Jackie. Black John makes the garden grow, bloom and blossom flourish in this land a seed did sow that never now shall perish. Black John makes the garden grow, bloom and blossom flourish in this land the seed did sow that never now shall perish. Black John makes the garden grow.
Angela Morrison there with Black John from her album Lone Star, and Angela will be at Durham Folk Festival next weekend from the 18th of September. Durham Folk Festival. Looking forward to it.
Sam, one of the things that you and I are very lucky in that we in doing this show in is that we get sent music from artists we may not have heard of ourselves, and that is the whole point, isn't it? We are out to discover stuff, and we get to discover stuff, and we like to share it with you. This is a new singer that to me. Her name is Zoe Cure, and she's about to release her first album. She is based in Leeds, so from just up the road, some brand new music from Zoe Cure. Her music is described as alt folk, which I had to look up. It's kind of a term that's been floating around in my head, but it apparently is a combination of traditional and acoustic sounding folk music with the aesthetics and experimentation of alternative rock. Well, it sounds good to me, and the album is beautiful too. The album is going to be out very shortly, and it's called Wave, and I'm going to play you a very seasonal track now called Autumn Waltz from Leeds, Zoe Cure. I think an artist you should be looking out for because she's got a fantastic voice, and I love this track. Zoe Cure, the last of my selections for today's Thank Goodness It's Folk here on Sheffield Live. We've been James and Sam, and we'll be back together again next week, Sam, by the look of it, which is good news.
Yeah, that's wonderful news, James. Looking forward to it. We're going to finish the show with Leverett, who are in Sheffield at the end of the month. I think it might be the 25th of September at the Greystones, and it's an all request set list. You can request what's going to be on the set list on the night. So let's have one of the old tunes from Leverett from the very first album. This is It's a Square Word. Look after one another, and we'll see you next week.